By this time we had lost our foothold and were spinning round in the water, carried away by an irresistible whirl, for the water turned with us and dashed us against the dark mirror, which thrust us back again, and our throats, raised above the whirlpool, roared aloud. Were we to die here, drowned in the torture chamber? I had never seen that. Eric, at the time of the rosy hours of Mazenderan, had never shown me that through the little invisible window. "Eric! Eric!" I cried. "I saved your life, remember! You were sentenced to death! But for me you would be dead now! Eric!" We whirled around in the water like so much wreckage. But suddenly my straying hands seized the trunk of the iron tree. I called Monsieur de Chagny, and we both hung to the branch of the iron tree. And the water rose still higher. Oh, can you remember? How much space is there between the branch of the tree and the dome-shaped ceiling? Do try to remember. After all, the water may stop. It must find its level. There, I think it is stopping. No. Oh, horrible! Swim! Swim for your life! Our arms became entangled in the effort of swimming. We choked. We fought in the dark water. Already we could hardly breathe the dark air above the dark water, the air which escaped, which we could hear escaping through some vent hole or other. Oh, let us turn and turn and turn until we find the air hole and then glue our mouths to it. But I lost my strength. I tried to lay hold of the walls. Oh, how those glass walls slipped from under my groping fingers. We whirled round again. We began to sink. One last effort. A last cry. Eric! Christine! Guggle, guggle, guggle in our ears. Guggle, guggle. At the bottom of the dark water our ears went. Guggle, guggle. And before losing consciousness entirely, I seemed to hear between two guggles, "Barrels? Barrels? Any barrels to sell?"